League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
You are listening to the Derby County Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. What a 30 minutes we have for you. It's the Derby County Fan Show, which means I am once again joined by the legend, Simon Long, Rams writer. Simon, 1-1 on the weekend to QPR, but that doesn't tell the whole story. There is so much to talk about at the minute. Obviously, Wayne Rooney has now arrived. He can coach, but he can't play. He's watching games from the stands. You know, the plays, the fans are going to have to deal with that. You have been checking out your tweets saying that maybe the squad is weaker than what people think and the playoffs aren't going to happen. Simon, firstly, how are you? But I've been watching you, my friend.
I'm good, thank you, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm good, Simon. Always a pleasure to have you on and talk about Derby.
Oh, the pleasure's all mine, as always. Yeah, no, I did tweet that out the other day. You're quite right, I did. I'm not saying it isn't possible to get the playoffs, but all I'm saying is, you know, I think we just need to lower our expectations a bit, and then you might be, you know, at the end of the day, we're, what, 6 points off the playoffs, so it's nothing really, but just, you know, just going on current form at the moment, you know, let's just lower our expectations slightly, and then you never know, if we do get the playoffs, you're going to be a lot happier than you were, because at the moment, there just seems to be a lot of negativity, and, you know, and I get it. I understand it from a fan point. I get the negativity. You know, you want to see your team doing well. You want to see your team winning every week. You know, you want to see them beating teams like QPR. But you know, this is football, and this is, you know, this is a new Derby County at the moment. It's Philip Cocu's Derby County at the moment. You know, he hasn't got. I don't think he's got the full squad of what he wants. You know, but January's coming. From the looks of things, an investment could be coming. You know, so things could now well and truly pick up. You know, Wayne Rooney, like you said, is now here, and it's great to see him here. You know, so ultimately that gives us a lift. You know, we just can't wait to see him play now. You know, come January the 2nd, I think it will be. Get him on that pitch.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting one. Get him on that pitch. It can't happen until January. Simon, let's take it back a little bit. Might be old news, though. We get to talk every Monday. We talk about Derby. We were looking towards that Fulham game. 5 successive home wins for Derby. 4 clean sheets. They come down to London, played Fulham, got beat 3-0. What happened there? And it just completely, I felt, just, you know, rocked the momentum and the confidence of the side.
Yeah, I mean, we had a great chance. Tom Lawrence, to be honest, is in good form at the moment. You know, he had a chance 6 yards out in the first couple of minutes or so, and he airballed it. You know, and then Fulham go down to the end, get a corner and exploit our weaknesses, and it's 1-0. And I think our heads dropped as a team. I think the heads just went, oh, here we go again. Mm. You know, and that's again, another corner, this time Mitrovic, 5 defenders around him, but still gets a header and scores.
Yeah.
And from that point on, you think this is going to be a long, hard slog. You look at the players and you think, have they got the mentality to try and get back in this game? It just didn't feel like we did. And then again, I think it's just that, I think we discussed it last week, that mentality away from home at the moment, it's just not quite right. It's just not quite there. And that showed against Fulham, especially after going 2-0 down.
It's not just the mentality, you know, we spoke about that last week. I can feel, even speaking to the atmosphere with you, you know, the vibes completely changed. We've had 5 successive home wins, the clean sheets going into Fulham. Yes, it was a Fulham away game, and we know the away with Derby, the form at the minute is very Jekyll and Hyde, but it just completely changed the atmosphere. Then you play QPR on the weekend, who a team that they were coming off a 4-0 defeat to Forest. Both sides low on confidence, 1-1 on the weekend. What did you make of it?
It was a bit of a shock to me, to be honest. He changed system, he changed formation, he went to 3 at the back. We got, obviously, Waghorn got us in the lead with a great free kick, but we just seemed to sit back too much and invite QPR onto us, and it was just, we didn't really pick up. Then we conceded a silly penalty right on the stroke of half time, and again that changes the game. And then the second half we didn't really come out. To be honest, we only started looking better when Jason Knight and Morgan Whittaker, the two young lads, you know, the 18 year olds, they came on and they added a bit of life to the game. And you know, so that was a positive from a game which, to be honest, was really poor. And whether it was the midweek drubbing we got that took the confidence out of them, I don't know, because what we saw against QPR was nothing like the Derby County team we saw face Preston at Pride Park at the weekend before.
Yeah,
and I just don't know. I don't know. Is Cocky trying to? Is he overthinking things? Perhaps. I mean, maybe he did. You know, I think he said something afterwards. He switched to a 3-5-2 to counter the threat of QPR. But I think at home, especially, I think he'll learn this anyway. I think he'll learn what the Championship is about. When you're at home, you play your game. You play that formation that gets you the points. You know, we're switching this 4-4-2 diving shape, and it's worked for us. You know, so I think he needs to, you know, just stick with that. You know, stick rather than keep chopping and changing formation. Just stick with what's working, I guess. And I know he said he likes to change tactically depending on the opposition, but I think sometimes, especially at home, you just play your own game and let the opposition try and counter you, and then if they are getting on top, then switch your formation.
Yeah, Simon, we know that winning papers over the cracks, and it makes you think, like, not as much, you know, there's not as many weaknesses in your side, not as many holes or flaws, and then losing, you know, a bit of hysteria with, you know, it's worse than it is, knee-jerk reactions almost. How many after the game have there been of knee-jerk reactions? Because I know I'm saying, again, your tweet, you said, look, Cocu is not getting sacked, the playoffs aren't going to happen, the squad is weaker. Is the squad weaker, or now have you had time to reflect on it? And how many have there been of calls for the manager to get sacked?
There's a lot of knee-jerk reaction. There's Cocu's clueless, and you know, there's get rid of him, need someone else, and that's all fine and well, but who? Because you know, there's no suggestions of who, and at the end of the day, Cocu's our manager. So like I've said time and time again, he's here at a 4-year deal. You know, and he's here to build something. You don't give a manager a 4-year deal just to get rid of him after 5 months of being in tenure. It doesn't happen. You know, so we'll be here for a minimum two seasons. You know, he needs his own transfer window. He needs January. He needs the summer, definitely. You know, that's a priority. And that's what he needs. You know, so he's got to build his own squad, and this is why he won't go. You know, we're mid-table at the moment, you know, and I guess that's where the table stays well, because we lack consistency. If we can find consistency, fair enough, you know, we'll sort of obviously climb up the table, if you like. But at the moment, we're just not finding that consistency, and we've been plagued with injuries. You know, we lost Bielik just before the game, and he's started to be a key player for us at the moment. And at the moment, you know, I guess we're just not getting the luck of the draw, if you like, at the moment.
Yeah, Derby not getting the rubber to green. It's so interesting when you talk about Bielik. He'd done the same thing at Charlton, really got off to a slow start, and then the second half of the season really come on strong with them in their playoff push, ultimately ending in promotion, seemingly doing the same with Derby. Shame he got an injury. Obviously, we've talked about it, dominates at the minute. Wayne Rooney is here. It's the biggest story. He can coach. He's on the sidelines. He can't play till January. He's watching the games from the stands. Curtis Davis, though, the captain, saying, Rams, look, we need to get used to the hysteria that comes with having Wayne Rooney around. We can't let this be a distraction, Simon.
Yeah, I get that. I do get that, because obviously it's having a legend of the game, if you like, come and play at your club. It's the same with if you went anywhere else, I guess. And no, they don't. I mean, I think obviously we had when we first signed him, we sort of had a bit of a distraction there. It was a bit like, oh my God, Wayne Rooney's coming. But it was obviously just a fly-by visit, wasn't it, really? But now he's here. You know, so I think this week, I know he's been training with the lads before, but this week he's now officially sort of started his coaching role, if you like, with Derby. You know, so I think it's going to be more of a plus. Obviously, the senior lads that are there, yeah, they'll probably be hyped up for about a week. Oh, I can't believe I get to play Wayne Rooney. But then, obviously, they'll settle down. I think the young lads are going to benefit the most, because when you're a young lad, learning your trade, and you get someone like Wayne Rooney walking through that door, and you're seeing him every day, and he's kicking your training sessions, and you know if you play well enough, you could be playing alongside him. That's ultimately going to give you a big buzz. It's going to give you that big push to want to be in that first team. And at the end of the day, that's, at the moment, what Cotu wants and Mel Morris wants. He wants our youth team players to make that step into the first team and add some value to our squad. Because at the end of the day, our recruitment has been poor the last few seasons, and we've not really added much value to our squad. And this is what it's about. It's about adding not only talent, but also players that can give us some value. So if we do need money, we can sell at a good price and then obviously recruit better, stronger players.
Yeah, you mentioned about, you know, adding true value to the youth players, the kids in the setup. Obviously, Derby have got a great set of academy kids. Now they can look to Wayne Rooney, but it's interesting because in the youth Premier League, you know, Chelsea are leading the way, but Derby are right up there. Just shows what good prospects they have and how strong that academy is, Simon.
It does. I mean, we won the game tonight. We put 7 past Leeds the other week. We put 5 past Birmingham tonight. But we're in a league full of top-class Premier League sides, yeah, like your Man U's, like your Liverpool's, like your Chelsea's, your Man City's. We're up there. I think we're second in the league at the moment. Last season, we finished 7th, I think it was, overall. And this season, you know, I know it's only about halfway through or whatever, but we're second, you know. And I think part of this is down to Cocu, because I read it somewhere the other day that Cocu, in the 5 months he's been here, has spent more time with the academies than any other manager. And, you know, for me, that's a huge positive. You know, he's not just spending time with the first team, but he's also, which is what he said he would do, is go through the youth ranks and bring them up, you know. Our under-19s in Europe are getting successful. They're now going to be looking at playing the big teams, you know, like your Barcelona's, your Atletico Madrid, your Real Madrid, your Bayern Munich's. You know, so it's all massive experience against top sides. You know, so if you look past the first team, yeah, the first team at the moment, a bit mediocre, but you look below and you look what the future holds, it could potentially be very, very bright for Derby County. And it's just having that patience to wait for that.
Yeah, exactly. And that's it, Simon. I know, look, we want everything now. Football's an instant business. It's a results-based business. But you look at it and you mention all the Premier League big boys that are in that league, and yet Derby winning again tonight, leading the way, you know, absolutely smashing it in that youth league. It does bode well for the future, and you do have to pinch yourself and think, look, if we get a few signs here, Cocu's the right man. He has a bit of veteran experience. We've got some really bright talents in that next generation that are going to be leading the way. You know, the future is bright.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I mean, we've got some senior players coming to the end of their contracts end of the season, like your Davises, your Huddlestons, Chris Martin. All these players that have been recruited by past managers, you know, and it's going to pave the way for these youth players. It's like Mel Morris said at the start of the season, we will not look to buy a permanent sign-in if we think there's someone in the academy that can step up either next year or the year after, because we don't want to block that route for them. You know, so we're going about this a whole different way than we have done. We can look back and say, yeah, we've been waiting now for about 6-7 years to get promoted. It's not happened. Yeah, but let's look how we did that. We did that by trying essentially to buy our way out of the league. But what we really did was buy bang average championship players for high prices. And we're still in the championship. You know, so we've got to look at this a different way. And this is what we're doing now. We're going a different route. We're going down the academy route. You know, we're going down, let's get some homegrown talent in. You know, I'm sure Philip Cocker's got plenty of contacts abroad where he could go, yeah, I want that player, that player, that player, that player, bring him in. But obviously he's also now going to Derby, yeah, I can get that player, but I want this player and that player from the academy because they're going to be top talents.
Yeah, well, it's exciting new chapter.
He's
for Derby.
He's potentially spoiled for choice.
Well, he is, and that's why I think fans have to stick with him, you know. Like you said, give him time, give him that transfer window. No knee-jerk reactions, silly tweets or silly things. It's an exciting time for Derby, and they play Blackburn on the weekend, and me and Simon are going to be looking at that game next.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You are listening to the Derby County Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins, still joined by the legend that is Simon Long, Rams writer. We were talking everything where Derby is concerned, the arrival of Wayne Rooney, the draw with QPR and that brilliant youth academy system and how well they are going in that Premier League youth campaign, winning tonight. Now we turn back our attentions to the game against Blackburn on the weekend. Derby, it's an away game. Simon, it's another away game for Derby. Excuse me, but it's one that I feel that this one, it's just every game's, you know, it's the biggest because it's the current game you're in, but this is a real chance to just get that away form kicking and starting.
Yeah, it is. It's not going to be easy. I mean, I look at Blackburn, I think they've beaten at home in the last five games. I think overall, I think they've lost one in the last five overall, and that was against Leeds. So it's going to be a tough game. They seem like a team that are just on a good run of form at the moment, but obviously, as we saw, all runs must come to an end the weekend. Can we finally break this, you know, away duck, I suppose, that we just go away and we don't show up? Mm-hmm. It's going to be a tough. Ewood Park's always tough. We've lost the last two games there, you know, so it's going to be a tough game, but if anything, you know, the champion can show you anything, is that anything is possible. And I think also what bodes well in our favour is the fact that Rooney's here. Because if you can't get up for a game for England's top goal scorer, then what are you doing as a footballer? Because he's the one, I think, he's now obviously been involved in the coaching sessions, in the training sessions. You know, he sits at the dugout now. And I think, you know, he's obviously the type of player, the type of person that he will go 100%, 110% into his role. So while he's on that touchline, while he's in their training sessions, I think he'll be giving the players hell. And I think he'll be wanting them to work. And I think, you know, we could be in a good chance of getting this win, getting this win away from home on Saturday.
Yeah, it's interesting you mention that, Simon, because obviously it's going to work one, two ways. It's going to have a positive or a negative effect. You know, with Rooney, you know, it does come a hysteria, like Curtis Davies said. You know, the media circus that it brings with it, you know, going to have much more people reporting on the game. And is that an added pressure for the club? And also, the one thing I worry about, Koku, is it an added pressure for him? Because we know Rooney wants to get in to coaching, wants to do his badges. You know, if the form continues, and we already know of the knee-jerk reactions, people going, give it to Rooney, give him a chance. Why don't he be a player-manager? And Koku, it wasn't his decision. Is there a worry that this could rear its head as well?
I don't think so. I mean, every time Rooney's mentioned, Cocker Walsh seems to have a smile on his face. You know, I think he likes talking about Wayne Rooney. He knows this, you know, he Cocker, let's not forget Cocker was a captain. And regarding all the media hype that comes with it, we had that last season under Frank Lampard anyway. And we'd probably get it more so last season than we do this season because Rooney's a player coach. And yeah, I do hear people saying, oh yeah, Rooney to be the next manager, I'll give the manager job to Rooney. So we're going to take an experienced manager, get rid of him, and bring in a player that's not even finished his coaching badges yet. For me, that doesn't really sit well with me, to be honest. I don't understand the logic behind it. I think the personally, you know, Rooney and Koku had a phone call. And, you know, just listening to, obviously, you know, when they talk about each other, they both seem to get on well with each other. They both like each other's ideas. So potentially, I think it's actually going to work well rather than against us. But I totally get what you're saying about could it obviously clash, you know, because he wants to do one thing. End of the day, you know, Koku's the manager and Rooney's, you know, a coach and a player. You know, so I think at the moment he's a coach, but come January, he'll be a player first, then a coach second.
Yeah, it's not so much that they'll clash, because I think Wayne Rooney, ever the ultimate professional, and Koku, you know, it's Koku's team, it's his job, it's his voice. Wayne Rooney will want to fly under the radar. He doesn't want the extra baggage, the extra added pressure. I think it's more, you know, the fans, they go, we've got Wayne Rooney here, Koku can't get an away win, you know, for love nor money. Why don't we give it to Wayne Rooney? And I know you mentioned he hasn't done his coaching badge yet, but this is football where anything can happen. Nothing would surprise me in that sense, Simon.
No, it wouldn't. But then that goes down then to the mentality of the players then. If they can perform for Wayne Rooney, why they're not doing it for the manager?
Yeah. Team, though, isn't it? You know, when you see that new manager bounce.
Yeah, no, yeah, you do. I get that totally. But, you know, that for me, that just, you know, I have to question the mentality of the players. You know, we brought in a top player who, you know, in his day, he was a top player. He's won trophies in Holland. You know, he chased down the Ajax side that no one could surpass. And he won that league four times. You know, so he's a legend within his own right. So the players need to respect Cocu, and I think they do. I genuinely, you know, you listen to the conference, you know, the press conferences afterwards, and the players genuinely do like working with Cocu. They are now obviously seeking into his vision, and they are willing to follow his vision. You know, I think a lot of it is fan talk, and it's the fans going, oh yeah, well, give it to Wayne Rooney, yeah, again. But and again, that could go because of last season, obviously, having Lampard as manager, his first managerial job. Lampard had done his coaching budgets. Lampard had obviously coached the Chelsea youth squad as well, you know. So he's got all that experience. Where Rooney's just, well, he's just come back to England to carry on playing after dominating in the MLS. So let's enjoy Rooney the player. You know, I know it's going to be, you know, it's his final years as a player. So let's enjoy it, because we've all seen the clips of him in training, and he's given everything. You know, if he's playing, if he comes on the pitch and plays like he is training, then he's still going to have a big role for us. I can see him, you know, getting at least 10 goals. I'm calling that now. I can see Wayne Rooney getting 10 goals for us from January to the end of the season. Oh. I think he's going to be a massively important player for us.
Oh, Wayne Rooney, 10 goals to the end of the season. I absolutely love it. Oh, that is a big prediction, Simon, but why not? Let's quickly get your thoughts on the contest. How is it going to play out against Blackburn, and what is your score prediction?
It's going to be a tight affair. I'm going to go a 1-0 away win to Derby. We're going to break the duck. It's just going to be a tight game. We're going to defend and counter-attack, and we're going to hit them on the break, and we're going to win 1-0. We're all going to be happy and go, oh, at last, we won away from home.
Oh, so not only, Simon, you're saying the Rams get that away win, you're saying clean sheet in the process as well.
I am, yeah. I mean, we've changed goalkeepers. I'm not too sure about that. So that's another thing, you know, that's been up this week, is the change of goalkeepers. And again, the theory was, get Ruse out, Hamer's better. The theory after was they're both as bad as each other. So we can't win in the goalkeeping department at the moment. But hey, you know, I think Ruse was right to be dropped after Fulham. You know, he didn't have he had a bit of a shocker, to be honest. I'll admit that I've been a big advocate for Keller Ruse. I don't mind saying that. But no, I think it was time just to take the pressure off him and obviously give Ben Hamer a chance. So, and he's experienced enough now, you know, so he's played a lot of championship football, I guess, for Charlton a few years back. But, you know, we shall soon see. But now I'm hoping we get a clean sheet as well as a win.
Yeah, well, Simon, I'm not greedy. The 3 points is good enough for me. You're not greedy either. I would love a clean sheet too. Always a pleasure. Simon, I can't believe how quickly our time goes when we get to talk about Derby. Always flies by. Joining with you is always a pleasure. Please check Simon Long out at Rams Writer, because he's tweeting all stuff, the podcast, his views. Get involved on Twitter, because there's some really good interaction there about your club and your team. And up next, it is the Get European show right here on Love Sport Radio.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.